Thanks and good morning. The Sheriff's Office is receiving multiple reports of fraud from citizens, with at least 5 fraud complaints occurring in the last few days. Citizens receive a telephone call from a person posing as an attorney claiming that a loved one is in legal trouble. They request that $1,000 be wired through Western Union. In a separate complaint, one citizen received an unsolicited bill from Pacific Gas and Electric. On his computer, checking with PG&E, he learned that they did not send the bill. In order to avoid becoming a victim of telemarketer fraud, do not buy anything from an unfamiliar company and don't pay in advance for services. Ask for and wait until you receive written material about an offer and never respond to an offer you do not understand thoroughly. Of course, buying local helps too. If you have information about fraud, contact law enforcement. Arcata police served a search warrant at a motor home in the 1700 block of Stewart Avenue last night after what authorities are calling an extensive investigation. Police located over 1 ounce of meth, leading to the arrest and booking of 36-year-old Robbie William Simpson. Last month, Porter Street Barbecue in Arcata closed its doors after a threat of a lawsuit brought on by a Eureka lawyer regarding compliance with the American Disabilities Act. Many citizens were angered by the news, accusing the lawyer of suing a small business for legal profit. County Supervisor Virginia Bass visited Talk Shop to discuss the difficulties a business faces when dealing with this kind of lawsuit.
When it comes down to the very, quarter of an inch or 32nd of an inch, you start wondering, what the real basis is for the lawsuit, other than for someone who's figured out the system and they're benefiting. And the sad thing is, fixes can't get done because the money's going to the attorney and nothing's actually getting fixed.
Bass went on to describe one way in which the city could help businesses maintain compliance with ADA standards.
I have had wonderful, outpouring of volunteers who in other communities have done this more as a voluntary program. But there is a way for people to be licensed as certified access specialists, and that's something I'd also like to see the city and the county look at together, and how do we get people like that on staff, as you mentioned, to be there to help our businesses become compliant.
Although the ADA is intended to assist people with disabilities, full compliance can be a financial burden for small businesses, especially in the face of costly litigation. Yesterday, the Klamath Tribal Leadership Development Program received the U.S. Department of the Interior's 2013 Partners in Conservation Award for Science and Traditional Ecological Knowledge. The program launched last summer. It helped connect scientists and college students to restoration projects in the Klamath Basin. The Klamath team received the award at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. More KINS News. It's after this.
FAFSA. It means Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's Cash for College. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on Cash for College events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for 2-year, 4-year tech or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeofdifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these Cash for College events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Governor Jerry Brown's budget for the new year provides an increase in funding for K-12 education in the state of California. This includes the elimination of $6.1 billion of deferred payments. Eureka City Schools Superintendent Fred Van Fleck describes what it means to pay down deferrals.
And so what that means is we're getting paid at the end of the month for the work that we did at the end of the month, as opposed to getting paid next year for the work that we did this month. So that will help what we call cash flow, and it'll make a big difference as far as us being able to meet the payroll at the end of the month.
Van Fleck went on to provide the numbers regarding his district's budget.
Now, that has nothing to do with the budgeted dollars, and that's the thing that really makes generally the big difference. And we're looking at a pretty substantial increase. And as you look at it, we're probably about a $34 million budget, and we're probably looking under the governor's proposal someplace in the $1 million range.
Statewide education spending will see an 11% increase over the previous year. Humboldt State University will be the first campus in the CSU system to offer a full general education program online. The online package includes 21 courses, with 10 of them available this semester. Most of the classes in the program last for 8 weeks, as opposed to the traditional 16. Each course will be taught by an HSU faculty member, along with guidance from a team of instructional designers from the College of e-Learning and Extended Education. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.